Welcome.
Maharaj is from Uttarakhand.
Yeah? Inspiration of Prabhupada?
And here Maharaj is from Uttarakhand. I have to tell you all.
Hari! We hope you enjoy yourself. I'm reading from the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Entitled Dhyana Yoga. Text number 4. Yadahi nendriyateshu na karma svanu sajjate sarvasankalpa sannyasi yoga rudas tadotshate. A person is said to be elevated in yoga when, having renounced all material desires, he neither acts for sense gratification nor engages in furtive activities.
Коментар, че се човек попълно посвети любечему трансцендентальному служению Господу и задоволен го себе, зато не стреми вече по чутнему живанию и нима жели по седовик своя дела. Че не служи Господу, он може задоволевати чуден, сам не може бити недеявно. Дълги завестен Кришна, змира и добре себичен, въложен, али па ширешен по мену да седе. Кришна завестен човек по засахни своим деянием послуша задоволите Кришна, зато нима жели по задоволевано разних чудов. Дълги развил таки завести, се мога на механичен начин измедлити материални жилья, не да се ръко двигне на най-висша пречка йогиска лестница.
Anyone can understand that there is a body and there is an owner of the body. We say, my finger, my hand, my head, my legs. We don't say I finger, I foot, I stomach. We naturally sense that I am different from the body. But in the normal course of our activities in this world, we get bewildered by the objects of the senses. Because we identify with the body, we think I am Slovenian, I am Croatian, I am American, I am Indian, I am this, I am that.
Ker se poistovečamo s telesom, zmogno mislimo, da sem jaz Slovenec, ali Hrvat, Američan, Indijec, to ali drugo.
As I move around Yugoslavia, maybe 50 years ago, when asked, people in this area would say, I'm Yugoslavian.
Пред 50 минути, че ми отнашали преминавацата на
Now they say, I am Slovenian, I am Croatian, I am Serbian. They're still the same people, they're still of the same nature, but by their minds they have divided themselves into different identities. Everybody is concerned with the external world. My happiness is based upon what I can see, what I can touch, what I can taste, what I can feel, what I can enjoy with my senses.
Моя среща тумери на тем, как лако видим, как чути, как кушам
This is what we are taught in school. This is what we are taught in our families. This is what we are taught in our social circles. That we are the body and we enjoy sense gratification. Even 50 years ago, 100 years ago in Europe, there was a great emphasis on classical education. Besides learning arithmetic, besides learning medicine or something, everybody learned Latin and Greek, and they studied philosophy. Everybody knew something about Plato or Socrates and how they had an understanding of the self as being different from the body. Of course, in India, for thousands and thousands and even millions of years, wise men have gone within for their happiness. We cannot control our external environment. Now, in Croatia, where we just came from, everybody is in distress because of the economy. But there's very little that the individual can do about it. The economy is getting worse and worse, and many people are going to work, and even for months, they're not getting paid. We can't control the weather. Now, generally when it's sunny, warm, we feel better. And when we feel better, we do better, we work better. But we can't control the sun. So in this way, people live in a world, base their happiness on a world which they can't control. Therefore, the scriptures advise us that we should try to act, we should try to achieve happiness, which depends on our consciousness, depends on our state of mind. There is a difference between someone who is engaged in activities of sense gratification and somebody who is engaged in spiritual activities. Both desire to become happy. Sometimes we see that someone leaves his job or leaves his family, relatives, and retires to a monastery. And everyone thinks, oh, he must be suffering terribly. Why did he leave this world? He had such a nice house, a nice car. But that man was not thinking, where can I go to be miserable? He was thinking, I want to be happy, and I'm not getting happiness in this temporary material world. Let me go deeper into my spiritual life. So, whatever you may say about his choice, at least you should understand that he is also endeavoring to become happy.
И какво ли се жемистите на негови от очите, могат разумете да малко за друго служа бъде срежен.
And he could not do what he is doing in meditation or in devotional work. He could not do that if he were engaged in running here and there, working like a donkey, or working very hard in our material civilization. There is nothing like a communist state where each according to his need, each and from each according to his ability. There's nothing like that. You all know that slogan of communism? To each according to his need and from each according to his ability. It sounds very nice. But in actuality, all the party members had special facilities. I remember a story about Mr. Brezhnev. He went back to his village to meet his mother. And then he brought his mother to Moscow. And he showed her all his buildings and all his nice cars and his, you know, holiday Dachau, however you say it.
И показал ѝ се своя лепа хиша и малта и потем почитничко прибиралище.
How do you say?
Dachau?
Dachau. Okay. Anyway, she was very impressed. But then she took him aside and said, don't tell the communists or they'll take it all away. So it was like that. This material world, in the material world, everybody is self-interested. Self-centered. Everyone is trying to get ahead. And if it is at the cost of others, if it is by pushing others down, do what you have to do. There was a famous philosopher in India, 2,000 years ago. He said, beg, borrow, or steal, but somehow get ghee and enjoy life. In other words, after death, everything is finished. So do what you have to do, but get ahead.
Nije jedan slavni filozof je rekao, sposobi se, napravi se, ali ukradi ga, samo, hoću da reći samo, naredi kaj je potrebno, samo da uđe vaše življenje.
But on the other hand, devotees of the Lord or transcendentalists, they renounce material life, material things.
Na drugi strani pa se gospodovi bhakti odrečaju materijalnom življenju, materijalnim stvarima.
They still use material things, but they use them for serving the Supreme Person.
Materijalne stvari še vedno uporabljajo, ampak z namenom da z njimi služijo vrhovni osebi.
So this is the art of Krishna consciousness, how to live in the world but not be affected by the contamination of sense gratification.
In to je umetnost zavesti Krišne, kako živeti v tem svetu, da ne pasti pod vpliv
materialnega življenja. Nirashir nirmamo bhutva yudhyasya vidyata chara. Surrendering all works unto me, offering everything to me. You work for me. So, the idea was that everybody would work for the state. But that's unrealistic. It is very natural for us to want to serve a person. We can't serve some amorphous, faceless, impersonal entity called the state. Nobody gets inspired by that. In fact, someone... amorphous means
formless.
Someone was telling me in Croatia that as soon as you get in, oh, he was in the army, and what he learned in the army was how to steal from the government, and that's what everybody was doing.
Hrvaški mi je bil, rekel, da je bil vojski in tam se je naučil, kako krasti državi. To si počnejo.
Because it's just the government, you know, it's no particular person or individual, it's just a big, amorphous, faceless entity.
To je velika država, nobena oseba, samo ena ogromna,
I'm sure there's some. Well, you've all heard of people who've had acid thrown in their faces, and you know they lose their nose and their eye. They're almost faceless. Or sometimes you go to a department store and you see a mannequin in the window. There's no face on it, just clothes. So the government, who cares for the government, especially when you're working for them? You don't feel like you're hurting anybody in particular by stealing. The only thing is, just don't get
caught.
So many governments have privatized public services like the trains and the planes and the buses and some electricity, this and that.
Много държави имаме приватизиране, реални служби, като автобуси, влаки, авиони и подобно.
And they are always the worst run businesses anywhere in the whole country. Because ownership turns sand into gold. So, devotees, they serve the Supreme Person. They have someone they're directly in touch with, who they feel a relationship with. And all the way down the line, there is Krishna, there's Krishna's representative, there are his representatives. All the way down the line, there are persons that people are responsible to and who develop a relationship with.
In South Krishna, and also Sistoka Tiyoga, and Sistoka Osev, is a very odgovorni in Stavlazni with us.
So, the devotee feels satisfaction and there is no need for him to try to work for sense gratification. He doesn't have a materialistic person. He has his own selfish desires, and then he has what they call extended selfish desires. Me, my family, my relatives, you know, my community, my country, and this type of division turns everybody against everybody else. There is no unifying common denominator. You know that common denominator in arithmetic. But we have a common denominator, and that is Lord Krishna, and that is our yoga system, to serve and to meditate on Krishna. And in that way, one feels satisfaction within himself, and he also feels satisfaction. He has no material desires, so he feels satisfied materially also. So today is a very special day. We have lots of holidays, don't we? Practically so many holidays. Yesterday was Nisringa Dev's appearance day.
Danas je poseban dan, mi imamo pravzaprav zelo veliko praznikov, včeraj bo dan povedan Sina Deva.
Today is the appearance day of Parameshwari Das Thakur. It is the appearance of the Radharaman deity. It is the appearance day of Madhavendra Puri, Srinivasa Acharya. Somebody's disappearance.
Danas je pojavitev sveti Parameshwara Puri, Radharaman Božanstvo, Madhavendra Puri,
Srinivas Acharya. Parameshwari was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. He's not very well known although he does have a place in Krishna Lila, but there's not much written about him in Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavata or Srimad Bhagavatam.
Only the Rostan, Master and Master of Krishna, we live on the Nipa, we have the same locus of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is by Srimad Bhagavatam.
At the first festival, anniversary festival of the disappearance of Nityananda Prabhu, when his wife Janava Mata organized a big festival, Kateri Gram, Parmeshwari was with her, followed her there. Janava was the wife of Lord Nityananda. After Nityananda left, she became the senior Vaishnava or Vaishnavi on the planet, and she was worshipped by the residents of Vrindavan, and in Bengal she was very, very revered, and she had many, many disciples also.
In Kamaswara Taranga Acharya, Tukupustana and Master Yoshi, in Sisters Pushkalani Chastili, in the Gurudrama Mochansa.
Radharaman deity, very interesting, beautiful deity in Vrindavan, in the temple of Radharaman. He was, there was one of the six Goswamis, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And so he was the son of Venkata Bhatta, and they lived in Srirangam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to South India walking, traveling, during Chaturmasya, he stayed in Srirangam at the house of Venkata Bhatta, and Gopal Bhatta, as a young boy, got an opportunity to associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Gopal Bhatta only seen Venkata Bhatta, živeli pa so Srirangam, in ko je gospod Chaitanya putoval, je bil tudi šel tudi do Srirangam, in tam so živeli v hiši, živel v hiši Venkata Bhatta, in tako je Gopal Bhatta dobil možnost, da se druži s njim.
His uncle was Prabodhananda Sarasvati, who was another great Vaishnava. So they sent him to Vrindavan to work with, or to study under the Goswamis in Vrindavan. At that time it was Rupa, Sanatan, and Jiva. Gopal Bhatta assisted Sanatan Goswami in his writing. Actually, Hari Bhakti Balas, it is said, it was not clear whether Sanatan Goswami's book or Gopal Bhatta Goswami's book.
Gopal Bhatta Goswami pomagal Sanatan Goswami pri pisanju Hari Bhakti Balas, in to je namenjeno, da ni
most of the material is from Sri Sampradaya, and Gopal Bhatta from Sri Rangam. That is one of the most important deities of the Sri Sampradaya. In fact, Sri Rangam is the largest temple in the world. It has seven gates. It's huge. You enter one area, and there's a big area all around, marketplace, and so much devotional paraphernalia being sold there, and you know, another gate, another gate. Finally, after the seventh gate, you get to the temple.
Sri Rama Pagram je najveći tempel na svijetu, dan je sedmimi obzidi, ko stopi se s prva vrata, gdje ima ogromno prostor, trg, gdje imaš druga vrata, treta i tako, sve u sredine.
So, Gopal Bhatta, while going to Vrindavan, he, by some means, either he was given or he discovered 12 shilas, Shalagram shilas, and one of them, one of his shilas, was named Damodar, and later on that shila manifested himself as Radharaman deity, a full-size, I mean, not full-size, but full-size deity.
Ena od tih šir je bila pravda, in ta šira se potem spremenila oziroma manifestirala v Vrindavanu Radharamana.
Srinivasacharya, he is very famous for his prayers to the six Goswamis, Nana, Shastra, Vichara, Naika, Nipano, in those prayers he Sad Goswami Astakam.
Srinivasacharya je zelo znan po svojih molitvah šestim Goswamijam, Sri Shad Goswami
Astakam. He was also a great preacher. He was initiated in Orissa, but somehow he was sent to Vrindavan to, again, to study under the Goswamis. That time he met Jiva Goswami and studied with him.
On je velik pridiga, sicer inicirani do Orisi, potem pa so ga tudi poslali v Vrindavan, da bi se učil z Goswami.
So he was also studying along with Narottam Das Thakur, and in our disciplic succession, it Prabhupada describes that there was Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, then after them it was Narottam Das Thakur as well as Srinivasacharya.
In Jiva se tudi z Narottam Das Thakurem in the Prabhupada was no in a sredstvo Jiva Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and then Narottam Das Thakur in Srinivasacharya.
So another devotee studied with them. He was initiated in Orissa by one Hridai Chaitanya Das, and he gave him the name Duki Krishna Das. I'm not sure, quite sure about the meaning of his name, because Duki means one who's suffering. Of course, Krishna Das, servant of Krishna, but I suppose it has something to do with the separation, the pain of separation from Krishna, something like that. Speculating. So all three of them were studying together. They were classmates, you could say. And they were studying together under Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami noticed that Duki Krishna Das had a great affection for Shamsundar, Radha Shamsundar in Vrindavan.
Vsi trije so se tako učili pod vodstvom Jiva Goswamija in Jiva Goswami je opazil, da ima ta Duki Krishna Das da čuti veliko navezanost do Radha Shamsundar in Vrindavan.
So he gave him the name Shyamananda, and after their education, Shyamananda, Narottam Das, and Srinivas were all sent with so many manuscripts and books. They went on book traveling Sankirtan to Bengal. Narottam, Shyamananda,
Srinivas.
And then the authorities at the border took their books. They were actually, there was one Muslim king who was known as a thief. Any travelers that would go through his small kingdom, he would have his soldiers steal from them everything they had. And anyway, he saw these three sadhus traveling together with these big carts of books, so he stole all the books and manuscripts. But later on he was convinced by Shamananda, I believe, to give them back. Huh? Oh, it was Srinivas? Yeah. Anyway, Shamananda and Narottam Das went on to Bengal, and Srinivas Acharya went and saw the king and said, "It's not good for you, you'll get a big reaction." And so he gave them back.
Narottam Shamananda Sashamat Vrayo Bengal, Srinivas Acharya Pesho Kraljavanga, and he was told that it was not good for the book, it was a good reaction, it was a Kraljavanga.
And then, of course, Madhavendra Puri, his story is amazing. He was, outwardly, he was initiated in a Mayavadi Sampradaya, Dasnami Shankara Sampradaya. Guys, you see bunch of up the few guys. But internally he was full of ecstatic love for Krishna, and on one occasion he was traveling in near Vrindavan, and he came near to Govardhan Hill. And he was fasting, and he sat down under a tree to meditate and fast. And then this beautiful little coward boy came to him with a big pot of milk, and guess who that was? So he told him, "Why are you fasting? What kind of meditation is this? Here, take this pot of milk." "Nobody in my village is allowed to fast." "Send some ladies who were bringing water from the well, they saw you, and they gave me this milk to bring to you." So Madhavendra Puri was quite surprised, quite mesmerized by this boy, and he took the pot of milk and drank it. And then he lay down to take rest in the evening. He didn't sleep much, but he took a few hours rest a day. So while he was sleeping, he had a dream, and this boy appeared to him and said, "I am in the bushes close by. It's covered by thick shrubs, and I'm very cold there. There's a lot of rain and wind, and I want you to take me out from there." During the Muslim time, a priest ran for his life and he put me there, but now you come and I want you to pull me out and make a temple on top of the hill and put me there.
Просто говорите, да, сам просто сам да, но я не им
So Madhavendrapuri was woke up. He was very surprised by the dream, but it was very real. So he went down to the village and told all the villagers, "We're going up into the thick forest. Bring machetes. We'll have to cut our way. It's very thick."
Madhavendrapuri says, "Budu, and that's when he was very sad. So he went to the village and told the villagers, 'We're going to take machetes and cut our way. It's very thick.'"
And then, after they've gotten maybe 100 meters into the thick bushes, this beautiful deity of Krishna, Gopal, appeared. He was there in the bushes. He was covered by dirt and everything. So the villagers, they were very surprised. First, that Madhavendrapuri knew this, and secondly, to see the deity.
And because she was so, she still met her in Sanashi, but then, which is the Vito Bojanas to Gopala, scripted out of Mama and Prakriti was Platon, but then she was a little fascinating. My present talk, Madhavendrapuri to Veda, Buddhist Father Sanashi to Gopala.
So then they carried the deity on top of Govardhan Hill. They built the temple, at least before they built the temple, they cleaned the deity and they brought all kinds of offerings for the deity. They had a huge celebration. Madhavendrapuri organized everything, and at the same time he was fasting the whole time for a couple of days. Everybody else took the anukut, the feast prasadam that was offered to Gopal. But then again, Krishna supplied prasadam to Madhavendrapuri. So, Madhavendrapuri remained there for some time. He initiated a few brahmanas to worship the deity. And then one night the deity again appeared to him and told him, "I'm very, very hot. And the only thing that will cool me down is some sandalwood from Jagannath Puri. So I want you to go there and bring some sandalwood for me." So remember, Madhavendrapuri was the first in our line to show ecstatic symptoms of ecstasy of love of God. While he was there at Govardhan, Nityananda Prabhu actually came to see him and took initiation from him. So Madhavendrapuri traveled to the east. He came first to Bengal and he stayed at the house of Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya was so ecstatic. Seeing the ecstasy in the devotion of Madhavendrapuri, Advaitacharya became very ecstatic and he became Madhavendrapuri's disciple. So then Sachi Mishra and Jagannath Mishra, they invited Madhavendrapuri to their house for lunch, and they served him so nicely, he was very pleased and he blessed them, and therefore Lord Chaitanya took birth in their family.
Господин Шачи Мишра, Джаганат Мишра, Бабина Мадрента Пури Ансвадон, така добро сте заслужили, да бил взем основно внимание, ме ти дал добро слово, така се е потем нимало бил четан малко Бога Трога.
So Madhavendra Puri also traveled with Ishwara Puri, and he, Ishwara Puri, became the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya. And he had many other famous disciples also, including Brahmananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Keshav Bharati, many, many disciples. The number is not known.
Madhavendra Puri putoval на кой дори зашла Рапурия, ки ви познае, ки познае достал да вам учите Чедра Махапрабху.
So remembering the order of Gopal to get sandalwood paste from Puri, he moved from Bengal towards Orissa.
Мин указ Гопал да го пренесе си дорогино, зато се си нагаваше пред Ориси, пред Чедра Махапрабху и
So the deity was being worshipped very nicely, and Madhavendra Puri became very ecstatic, thinking that I want to establish this standard of worship at my temple in Govardhan. So he sat down with the Brahmana priest and asked him about all the offerings that they were making for
Gopinath.
The priest began describing so many different preparations, and he said the pièce de résistance, you know, the very best thing that we have to offer, that we offer to Gopinath, is this sweet rice, 12 different big pots of sweet rice with all different scents, with cardamom and camphor and many other things. And just at that time, the sweet rice was being offered to the deity, as the Brahmin was describing it to Madhavendra Puri. And then Madhavendra Puri was thinking that, sounds pretty good. Gee, I'd like to taste some of that so I can offer it to my deity.
Най-висшия, най-болшия цвет препарации, това е непосредно слава Гриш, и да понудя в 12-тих великих посолах, е равно в тем часто солата слава Гриш внутри божанство, потом е Мадена Пури помисля, о, какво ме се поскуси на Гриш, трябва на Куртин слуха за слава Гриш.
So then Madhavendra Puri felt very guilty that the sweet rice is being offered to the Lord, he hasn't enjoyed it, and I'm thinking of tasting it. This is very bad. So then he went away from the temple, he went into the market, found a place and sat down and began chanting and fasting. So the priest finished his daily duties and then he took rest, and he had a dream that while you offered me the sweet rice, I hid one pot underneath the altar. You didn't see me do it, but due to my tricks, I stole that pot, and it's underneath my dress, at the back of the altar. So I want you to take that pot of sweet rice and give it to Madhavendra Puri.
One Brahmana. Като ме обрежда, ако шамаш на заедната посода, да внесете му брамани, саняси, умърнани от дърна.
So the priest was a little bewildered, but because the dream was so vivid, he got up and he took his morning bath and then he went behind the altar and sure enough, there was a pot of sweet rice. So he went into the marketplace looking here and there and then he saw Madhavendra Puri chanting and he went to him and gave him the pot of sweet rice and said that Gopinath has ordered me in a dream to give this to you.
Се сбуди, мали го изгледа, но сами се бъдеху разнична, да не остава за оправда своя ютване туширане. Отиваше на отдали, не се за обхранство ме нашел в Тегослово Слатко Дарино, за това е днесъл на търг Мадмина Пури, но рекал обхранство Божие, като така Слатко Дарино.
So, in Sanskrit, another word, I mean a word for sweet rice is shira. And the word for thief is chor. So that Gopinath Devi in Ramuna, since that time, has been known as Shira Chora, Gopinath, the Gopinath who stole a pot of sweet rice. It was offered to him anyway. But anyway, he stole it to give to Madhavendra Puri.
K.S.
I-R-A, Shira.
Shira.
Kshatriya Kshira.
Shira. Mean, Chora.
Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Chora. Actually, it's a Hindi phrase, but it means whether you steal a cucumber or you steal a diamond, you're a thief. A thief is a thief. Anyway, chora means thief. So then Madhavendra Puri, he ate the sweet rice or the shira, and then afterwards he took the pot and broke the pot up into little pieces. And every day he would eat a little bit of that pot and he would just go into ecstasy, remembering how the Lord had personally sent that sweet rice to him. So by this time he was developing quite a reputation. When he got to Jagannath Puri, people would come and crowd around him. He got to the temple, he spoke to the priests, I need sandalwood paste. They immediately agreed to give it, and he was preparing to take it back to Vrindavan, or his Gopala deity.
В един час е Мадхавендра Пури послал за Кати Слава, когато дошел до Брама, са му рада Пури да предали сандаловина за неговия наступ в Гопала.
But he was very worried that his traveling was going to be obstructed by the crowds, and he went back to Vrindavan by way of Ramuna. Again he came to the Gopinath temple.
In priplavil to sandalovino za pot, se potem varil, da bodo njegovo pot odvirali nožice, zato je prišel zopet nazaj v reki Ramuni in prišel nazaj v tega tempo Gopinatha.
And again he had another dream. His Gopal deity appeared to him and said that you just stay in Ramuna and you offer this sandalwood to Gopinath, because actually Gopinath and I, there's no difference between us, and I'm already feeling satisfied. So Madhavendra Puri stayed there and offered the sandalwood pulp to Gopinath, and later on he returned to Vrindavan.
And Madhavendra Puri is open to me on Sanya. Pojavilo se mu je božanstvo Gopala Vrindavana i mu rekla Zato sam zadovoljno kad ponudi Gopinatom, Rave Muni, i niti trebalo biti na Zavrindavan, kada sam tko zadovoljen i kogu nama. Zato je potrebno ostalo zamisli, tamo se še poznaje Vrindavan.
So these activities of these great devotees can only be appreciated by those who are looking for spiritual happiness, who have renounced to some degree, at least, they've renounced the desires for material sense gratification. You cannot have desires for serving God and desires for serving the material energy at the same time.
Te so bave velikih blag, lahko ocenijo, da tisti, ki iščejo neko spiritualno zadovoljstvo, da se samo v neki meri podrejajo materialnemu zadovoljevanju, kajti ne moreš istočasno imeti želje po materialnem čutnem zadovoljstvu in spiritualnem čutnem zadovoljstvu.
Even many regular devotees have had very transcendental experiences, but the only reason that they could have those experiences is because their heart was clean. Yesterday I celebrated Nisringa Chaturdasi at Viravitsa, and it's about 2 hours from Zagreb towards the east. And one devotee was telling me how his son had fallen off a cliff and hit his head and was unconscious. So he was taken to the hospital, and the doctors said it's very dangerous, there's blood clot in his head, and we don't know what's going to happen to him, he could die. And his mother was there with him in the hospital. And this devotee was in Zagreb. His wife called him up and said, this is what happened. So then he was in shock, and he began to pray to Lord Nisringadev, and Nisringadev appeared to him or manifest his blessings and told him that you don't need to worry, there's no need for your son, he'll be okay very soon. So he called up his wife and said that you can take our son home, he'll be okay. I have seen the Srinidev and this is what I was told, and Lord Srinidev has blessed our son and you can take him home. The wife didn't believe it, and then he said, well, who do you believe, these people in the hospital who are speculating and don't even believe in the Lord, or do you believe this? And so then she took the son home and took him out of the hospital and took him home, and then after 4 or 5 days they took him back to the hospital for a checkup. He came out of his unconscious state. They took him back to the hospital for a checkup. The doctors were surprised. There was no blood or anything. It was like he had never had a concussion.
In potem je on je, kako smo to zgodovili, poklical ženo in je rekel, naj kar vzame sina domov, da je bilo sina delo in da je bilo sina delo zgodovil, da je vse v redu. Zdaj bo žena mu ni verjela, zato je rekel, kako bo zdaj verjela, bo še verjela tem zdravnikom, ki tem še verjela, ali bo še verjela k temu dogodku, kako je žena to sprejela, odpeljala sina domov po 4 dneh, so ga zopet pripeljali na pregled zdravnikov in zdravniki so bili presenečeni, pred njim pa nobenih sledi,
So these are actual spiritual experiences. They're not, it's not something like the Twilight Zone or, you know, encounters of the third kind or something like that. But these are people who are living spiritual lives. They don't accept the self as the body. And therefore, they're able to come to a higher level of awareness.
To so prava spiritualna iskustva, to ni nekako. Izkušnje tretje vrste. To se pravi, to ti ljudje prakticirajo duhovno življenje in zaradi tega imajo dostop do višjih nivojev zavesti.
So Krishna says, yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratma shraddhavan bhajate yomam same This is bhakti yoga, yoga of, it's karma yoga but overcoated with devotion to Krishna, love and devotion. In other words, we work, but we work for the satisfaction of the Lord and give our love to Him. And this is yoga which links us with God.
V tem stihu, kot je rekel, to je yoga, aktivnosti, kako delujemo za gospoda, aktivnosti, ki nas povezujejo z gospodom.
Madhavendra Puri ki. Radharaman, let's see, Radharaman Thakur ki. Srinivasacharya ki. Parameshwari Thakur ki. Shigadev Bhagavan ki
jai.
Siddhar Maharaj ki
jai.
Does anybody have any questions now? Probably
not. Domash Karsha Prashanya, Nazir Prashanya.
I think we have now 5 minutes. Live show. Oh, yes, yes, yes. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to Florida, where we will be having the graduation ceremonies for our Vedic Vaishnav Girls Academy. It's a school for Girls Academy, Vaishnava Academy. It's their graduation day. But why wait for 2 weeks? Today we're having some graduation, and also
just 2 days ago, we went to Florida, where we will have at your academy some girls who have been diplomated. But why would you wait 3 days? Can you tell me?
So, in Krishna consciousness, we do not encourage blind following. We want devotees to be educated in the science of Krishna bhakti and to know what they are doing when they get involved.
V zavesti Krišna ne želimo slepega sledenja, želimo, da so izobraženi in da vedo, kaj počnejo in s čem se ukvarjajo.
So we don't allow people to actually just walk in off the street and become an initiated member of our community, but they have to undergo at least 1 to 1.5 or 2 years minimum training.
Tako ne dovolimo kar vsakemu, da pride iz ceste in potem tako je dobil inicijacijo v našem gibanju. Najprej morajo vsaj eno leto, leto in pol, dve leti iti skozi tako dolg trening.
And I'm pleased to note and to inform all of you that our Panchatatra Mandir, our Nava Yoga Peeth Mandir is one of the leaders in the world in terms of education of new devotees. And it's a credit to all of you that you've developed this program. And I think devotees are very enlivened to go through it. And you should go more and more and develop Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vai Baba, and Bhakti Vedanta courses.
The same program by Temple Novi Yoga Pit with Koremina Sveto, ki uvaja ta proces izobraževanja. In upam, da boste s časom začeli uvajati tudi stopnjo Bhakti Shastri, potem Bhakti Vai Baba in na koncu Bhakti Vedanta.
So we're going to give out some certificates today.